Woke churches label pro-life movement a demonic agenda and claim God is pro-choice. By Hannah Blow on July 11, 2022. Woke churches across the country have celebrated abortion and even gone as far as labeling the pro-life movement a demonic agenda in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. It remains to be seen how each individual state will handle the defeat of Roe v. Wade. Several red states have already enacted abortion bans that, despite popular belief touted by the radical left, do provide exceptions for the life of the mother. But the battles still continue. Florida, for example, is currently facing legal challenges over its 15-week abortion ban as Governor Ron DeSantis's administration continues the fight. To say that the state constitution mandates things like dismemberment abortions, I just don't think that's the proper interpretation, DeSantis said this month, making it clear there would be an appeal. Meanwhile, blue states seek to codify abortion. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., for example, signed a bill making the Golden State a safe haven for women across the nation to get an abortion. Polls show that most Americans believe there should be limits on abortion, particularly after the first trimester. However, half of Democrats say abortion should never be banned, presumably, even up until the moment of birth. One would think there would be little debate over Roe's defeat in the realm of the Christian faith, but that is not the case either. Many in the Christian faith point to various scriptures to back their views against abortion, detailing that God knitted me together in my mother's womb. Others point to scriptures detailing how men and women are made in the very image of God and that children are a gift directly from God Himself. However, not all agree. Woke culture has infiltrated several Christian churches across the country, some of which have made it abundantly clear they love and cherish a woman's ability to terminate her pregnancy. Breitbart News's recent compilation shows several church leaders across various sects, Methodist, Episcopalian, the United Church of Christ, etc. seemingly distorting scripture and advocating for abortion in the wake of the Supreme Court's ruling to overturn Roe. We pray for all who partner with those in need of reproductive health care, a woman said in a prayer at St. Bartholomew's Church in New York. We pray for the loss of life yet to come from forced childbirth and illegal abortion, she continued. We pray for those who are not of the same mind regarding reproductive rights. Daryl Fort, lead pastor at Icon Community Church in Atlanta, Georgia, asserted, if men could get pregnant, this wouldn't even be a topic. And William Murphy, lead pastor at the Dream Center Church of Atlanta, told the congregation, all the guys, let's all set appointments to get vasectomies. This is not just about reproductive rights, he said. This is about voting rights, it's about civil rights, it's about human rights. He also asserted that the pro-life movement is the beginning of a demonic agenda and called on the church to get in the gap. One of the clergy at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Atlanta told the congregation that he once viewed abortions as killing babies. That is, until he prayed for a deeper understanding of the issue. Some view abortions as babies being killed as I once did before praying for a deeper understanding, he said, later adding that laws that restrict and take away freedoms are never on the side of Jesus and a God of justice. Notably, President Biden, a self-proclaimed Catholic, is among those who adamantly oppose the decision to overturn Roe, deeming it a sad day for the country. Notably, the Catechism of the Catholic Church states that abortion is a moral evil,